Welcome to episode 951 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The narrator of the book of Ephesians is the Apostle Paul. He identifies himself as the author in the opening verse of the epistle. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Paul likely wrote the book of Ephesians between AD 60 to 62. This dating is based on the belief that the apostle wrote the letter during his imprisonment in Rome, often referred to as his first Roman imprisonment. This period of imprisonment is also when he wrote the letters to the Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon, collectively known as the prison epistles. Ephesus was a major city in the Roman province of Asia, the western part of Anatolia, modern-day Turkey. It was known for its large harbor, its status as a commercial center, and its famous temple. The city was founded by Ionian Greeks in the 10th century BC and became a major city in the classical Greek world. It was known for its strategic location near the mouth of the Caistor River, providing a natural harbor that facilitated trade and commerce. Ephesus came under the control of the Lydian kingdom in the 7th century BC and later fell to the Persian Empire in the mid-6th century BC. During Persian rule, Ephesus retained some autonomy and continued to thrive as a cultural and economic hub. Following the conquest of Alexander the Great in the 4th century BC, Ephesus became part of the Hellenistic world. The city saw significant architectural and cultural development, including the construction of the famous Temple of Artemis, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Ephesus came under Roman control in 129 BC and was incorporated into the province of Asia. It became a major Roman city, known for wealth, grandeur, and the Temple of Artemis. Artemis was referred to as Diana by the Romans. The city was also a center for the worship of other deities, including the Roman emperor. Ephesus was a bustling metropolis, serving as a key commercial center due to its harbor and location along major trade routes. It was a melting pot of cultures and religions, with a significant Jewish population and many pagan temples. At the time of Paul's epistle, with a population of more than 250,000 people, it was the fourth largest city in the empire and the capital of the Asia province. The Temple of Artemis dominated the religious landscape, attracting pilgrims and tourists from far and wide. Magic, occult practices, and various mystery religions were also prevalent, influencing the spiritual atmosphere. The Apostle Paul first visited Ephesus briefly during his second missionary journey, and then spent about 3 years there during his third missionary journey. During his time in Ephesus, Paul established a strong Christian community, preaching in the synagogue and the Hall of Tyrannus, performing miracles, and encountering opposition from local craftsmen who feared the decline of their trade in Artemis idols. Rather than one main church in Ephesus, there were several house churches. House churches played a crucial role in the development and spread of early Christianity. These small, intimate gatherings were the primary form of Christian community and worship during the first few centuries. The concept of meeting in homes for religious purposes had roots in Jewish practices, such as synagogue meetings and community gatherings in homes. As Christianity began to spread, especially in urban centers of the Roman Empire, believers adopted the practice of meeting in homes due to the lack of formal church buildings and the need for secrecy during periods of persecution. Still, the churches in Ephesus came to be viewed as a whole. The book of Revelation mentions Ephesus as one of the seven churches in Asia Minor, indicating its importance in the early Christian world. The region around Ephesus included several other important churches, also addressed in the book of Revelation: Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. These churches formed a network of early Christian communities in the province of Asia, each facing its own challenges and opportunities for growth. After Paul, notable early Christian leaders continued to shape the church in Ephesus. Tradition holds that the Apostle John spent his later years in Ephesus, providing leadership and writing the Gospel of John and the Epistles of John. Timothy, Paul's disciple, also played a significant role in leading the Ephesian church. Ephesus hosted several important church councils, reinforcing its role as a center of Christian thought and governance. The most notable was the Council of Ephesus in AD 431, which affirmed the title of Mary as Theotokos, God-bearer, and addressed Christological controversies. Despite periods of persecution under Roman emperors, the Christian community in Ephesus remained resilient. The city's strategic location and established infrastructure facilitated the spread of Christian teachings throughout Asia Minor. Archaeological excavations in Ephesus have uncovered early Christian symbols, churches, and inscriptions, providing evidence of the city's enduring Christian presence. The Basilica of St. John, built in the 6th century, is a significant site, believed to be the burial place of the Apostle John. Although the letter from Paul is addressed to the saints in Ephesus, some ancient manuscripts do not include "in Ephesus" in the greeting, leading some scholars to believe that it may have been a circular letter intended for multiple churches in the region. In the intervening years since Paul's departure, the Christian movement in Ephesus had grown and the number of house churches had multiplied. For those early believers, it would have been an important event to have Tychicus, the personal representative of the founding Apostle Paul, stand among them and share a letter from their spiritual leader. Unlike some of Paul's other letters, Ephesians does not address specific problems or controversies within a particular church. Instead, it provides a broader theological overview and practical instructions for living out the Christian faith. The letter aims to strengthen believers by explaining the nature and purpose of the church, the body of Christ. It emphasizes themes such as the unity of believers, both Jews and Gentiles, the mystery of the gospel, the spiritual blessings in Christ, and the call to live a holy and blameless life. As we reflect on the rich history of Ephesus and the early Christian community to which Paul wrote, we are reminded of the apostle's profound impact and the timeless truths he conveyed. Paul addressed the faithful in Ephesus with a letter that transcends time, offering a theological foundation and practical guidance for living out the Christian faith. His words, penned to strengthen believers and foster unity among them, continue to resonate with us today. Paul's letter to the Ephesians is a call to recognize our identity and purpose in Christ. In a city renowned for its wealth, culture, and diverse religious practices, the message of unity and spiritual blessings in Christ was revolutionary. Paul emphasized that both Jews and Gentiles are brought together in one body, the church, through the redemptive work of Christ. This unity is not just a theological concept, but a lived reality that transforms how we interact with one another and the world around us. As we consider the early house churches in Ephesus, meeting in intimate gatherings amidst a bustling metropolis, we are inspired to cultivate our communities of faith with the same dedication and love. Whether in large congregations or small groups, the essence of Paul's message remains: to live a life worthy of our calling, marked by humility, gentleness, patience, and love. By embracing our shared identity in Christ, we can foster a sense of unity and purpose that reflects the heart of the gospel. Today, geopolitical conflicts, along with differences in language, culture, religion, and ideology, have caused deep rifts between individuals and groups of people. Contemporary issues like climate change, economic inequality, and pandemics underscore the urgent need for global cooperation. Nationalism, extremism, and misinformation further exacerbate divisions. In a world increasingly interconnected yet seemingly hopelessly divided, a message of unity is incredibly timely. Is the church today an agent of reconciliation, a force for bridging divides, or a contributor to polarization and dissonance? Just as the early believers in Ephesus gathered in their homes to hear Paul's words, let us also gather in our communities, reflecting on the spiritual blessings we have received and the unity we are called to embody. May we live out these truths with passion and conviction, knowing that we are part of a larger story of God's redemptive work through His church. Father, thank you for the unity and spiritual blessings we have in Christ. Help us to live out our calling with humility, love, and a deep sense of purpose. May our lives reflect the unity and grace of your church, and may we be a light to the world, drawing others to your redemptive love. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.